Okay, we're going to get started. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Kimberly Burton.
Allison Bonanno.
Michelle.
Brady Bernhardt.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the Board of Council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council majority vote. Approval of the minutes for April 14th, 2026.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for April 14th.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approval of the agenda for April 28th, 2026, and hold, combine, or delete any items. I will make a motion to hear the one item on the agenda for tonight in order.
In order.
Aye.
All right. Informational items, announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I am the liaison here for Commissioner April Becker in District C. Just a few things to note. If you like all the items that are coming up or a recap of everything that's going on here in District C, we have our newsletter. There's copies in the back, so you can take a copy back there, or you can go ahead and scan and then come right to your email. Some things to note, we have a farmer's market, and you probably have seen some big signs that went up along Lone Mountain, and that takes place every second and fourth Friday of the month right here in the parking lot from 4 to 8 on Friday nights. So come out, and there's live music, there's food trucks, there's all kinds of vendors. So we invite you to come out, enjoy maybe an evening of dinner and entertainment, shop a few of the vendors. The upcoming markets are on May 8th and 22nd, and on May 8th we're going to try and have like some things for Mother's Day. So if you need to do some shopping, you know, whether you're the mom or somebody that needs to buy for mom, come on by. We'll be out there from 4 to 8. Any questions otherwise? Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Our one item. WS26-0185, Parham Elvira Hernandez and Christopher Wayne, waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduce setback. 2, modify neighborhood protection overlay standards for a proposed addition in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.45 acres in an RS20 zone within the RMP overlay. Generally located north of Lone Mountain Road and west of Sweetie Court within Lone Mountain. The applicant can come up to the podium, state your name, spell your last name, give us your address.
My name is Corey Franco. I did the design drawings.
Can you give us your address and spell your last name, please?
I live at 5527 San Palazzo Court, Las Vegas, 89141.
Okay. Franco, F-R-A-C-O?
That's correct.
Okay, would you like to present to us? Do you have pictures? Do you have
renderings? I have a plan set with me.
Okay, anything that you can provide to us so we can have more information to make our decision?
All the details are here.
Okay.
Projector.
Okay. Okay, so it is, it's this one here back here, not this one?
Actually, this is a similar garage on the same street.
Okay, but this is the property we're speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. I'm just going to tear this apart.
Okay.
it's on the existing grade, you're not requesting to raise it at all?
It's not necessary for this.
Okay. 599 square feet?
That's
okay.
Right.
What percentage of that, so the house is how many square feet?
3,300.
Okay.
Yeah, one story.
It's not a whole lot, but I'm happy to go. Finish grade, finish grade. And the structure is to, how, is it matching the dwelling unit? It's already there?
Oh, yeah.
So stuck, what is it? Is it stucco? Is it?
There's some stone detail in the front that runs up maybe 36 inches. The garage doors will be exactly the same, and it's stucco and a tile roof.
Okay.
Roof line similar though.
Okay, so same roof tiles, everything? Okay, same color?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
So this is attached to the home?
It is.
It's not detached. So how far away is it from the side yard? This is to the south?
I think it's the north.
That's where we're concerned?
That would be the north.
It's the north?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, mountain is south of the home.
So correct me if I'm wrong. I pulled it up on my maps here. Mm-hmm. So your garage is going to be south of the home, correct?
North
of it.
Just north of the existing garages.
Oh, where there's already a car parked there.
There's a garage there already, yeah. And it's just going to extend further north.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a garage. Would you mind coming up just so
yeah.
I can... It looks like the garage is out front, not off to the side.
It's actually right there. That's garage.
That is garage.
Yep.
So where are you coming off? Are you in line with the front of the garage
it
currently?
Is. Mm-hmm.
So you want to come off that front?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And how far back does it go? What's the depth?
The rest of the paper.
Do you have it, Kimmy? No?
Here.
Okay, here's one. Okay, so it's on this side. So the garage is here, you drive in,
the existing
it's
going to
be on the north side.
Yeah, so the new
yeah.
garage is going to be like where the fence is.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, he's got the fence there. It looks like it's set back a bit from the front.
That dimension is right there, 29 and change.
So, I'm sorry, 29 feet deep. And then what's from the wall of the garage to the actual perimeter wall?
It's less than 10, but more than 5.
Kind of a tenth.
The wall kind of runs at an angle, so I would say the least it is 6.
Okay. Is that the only thing you're asking for a waiver for?
Like right on the wall.
The setback? Because also it says...
Yeah, those are the two.
What is the modification of the NPO?
He didn't tell me.
Is that just to go along because of the standards of the setbacks?
Right. So what's happening is you have a setback that isn't met from the normal code, the regular code. It's supposed to be 10 feet, and they want to go to 5.
Okay.
Separately, when you go to the NPO district, the overlay, neighborhood preservation overlay,
mm-hmm.
it refers back to meeting the code.
Okay.
So we're just simply waiting.
Because we normally don't ever see that language.
Right.
Is that something new that they're adding?
Well, as of 2024, we just haven't had a lot of instances where it's been put into staff reports, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Isn't the side setback in that area is not 5 feet?
It used to be, but not anymore.
This one, I think it's 10.
I think it was changed like maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, with the Title 30.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. So it's going to be no less than 5 feet from the perimeter wall. Is that what they're requesting? Because it
right.
doesn't
yep.
say.
They want to go to 5.
They want to go to 5. Okay.
This is probably a question for staff too, but is the, I know that there's a possibility or a likelihood or whatever it is that Title 30 is going to be rolled back for the setbacks, or there was some discussion on that previously. Is that
in the RS20 zone?
Yeah.
So we did make a change on the front.
The front.
We
setback.
Used to
yeah.
measure the center line, but now it's to the edge of street or front property line.
That has been adopted.
Yeah, just
right.
Not the back of the side.
When they changed that before, 3 years ago, that, they changed the front setback and the side setback at the same time? Was that part of the same amendment, or?
I don't know if they were the same amendment. I think the 2024 code was its own change, the January change, the big change.
Do you have any neighbor awareness forms or acknowledgements, especially to the neighbor to the north of the house?
They've all been sent out, the card, whether yes or no,
So that's the county document, but I'm just wondering if you...
No, it has gone through the HOA approval process.
The HOA has approved?
Yeah, they approved that. Because there's other garages that are, you know, 6 feet at the most.
And usually the HOA makes you get acknowledgement from your neighbors. Just wanted to make sure that neighbor was fully aware and been having an issue.
That was done over a year ago.
There's other garages that are,
Yeah, but the staff report says the other garages in the neighborhood are not attached to the houses and they meet the setback requirements. The staff report says they're single,
But the Title 30 requires, a separation from the existing home, so it doesn't meet that, you know? You know what I'm saying? If you read the Title 30.
Yeah.
Or else we would just detach it, you know, but that doesn't solve the problem.
But even, they put it in their report here that says that you could detach it.
So the
10 feet though.
I think what you're looking at is
this is
detached structures have a separate setback than attached structures.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's attached to the home, it's different, treated differently than a detached structure.
Right.
But also, the detached structure has to be 10 feet from the existing structure.
Well,
right?
Yeah, well, six under our current code.
Yeah.
The only place it's 10
is this is as a, I believe it's January. So on the other side of the wall, your neighbors, do they have a shed?
It looks like a tent.
It might be a carport, maybe.
Okay.
I think it's a tent structure.
Like for a chicken coop or something?
No, like a storage, but it's, it looks like, you see that on the other side of the wall?
Yeah, well, what is that?
Girl, what magic is that? Where'd you get
you know
that?
What that is?
It's Google Maps.
I'm too old for Google Maps.
No, he doesn't.
I know, right?
There's a boat cover.
Maybe it's a boat cover?
He does have a boat, but it's not a tent.
Okay.
We're right across from him.
Okay.
It's a canopy. In this picture, at least.
Okay.
It's a canopy.
Do you guys have any more questions before I open to the public?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-hmm. If you could, and there's probably not going to be anybody, but if you could go back to your place. And I'm going to open it up to the public to see if anyone has any questions, concerns we can address. Speak now.
I don't have any concerns, but I would like to step up to.
Sure, come on up. State your name, spell your last name, provide us your address.
Good evening. My name is Sophia Srinivasan. I live at 4850 Sweet Court. My husband and I have been there for about 14 years. We're the first ones to move into that cul-de-sac. I do support this as we do have other neighbors that have very similar structures and they match with, you know, the current homes. They're not eyesores. Just given that, you know, others have had the same opportunity to build their garage, it would fit in with, you know, the current structures that are there. So
okay. I
fully support that. And again, you know, we've been there for almost 15 years in September, so. And we love our neighborhood and how it looks, and this would not be a deterrent.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak? Okay, I'm going to close the public. I'll bring it back up to the applicant. I do have a question regarding when we have these kind of structures that are infringing on the 10-foot perimeter or the barrier. You know, part of this, for the purpose of having a garage, I only say this because my husband is a car guy, does the county then require the fire rating for that sidewall to be beefed up so that in cases of a fire, that it's not, it has less of a propensity of jumping over to a neighbor?
So most often you see that when the structure is within 6 feet of another structure, then the firewall issue becomes a problem or something you have to deal with most of the time that I've seen it happen.
Okay.
In these type of setback cases.
Okay.
But just the 5 foot to the property line, and assuming that the other structure on the other side is at least, you know, a foot or more away, then you're more than 6 feet from the next structure. And it probably may not be an issue, but always a building department thing. They would catch it during the review.
It's part of the building code process.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Do you guys have any additional questions?
No.
I have no questions and just a comment. I have no problem with this. To me, the county and other government entities, I don't know, they restrict what grass we can put in. They restrict how many pavers they can put in our property. Fred Hernandez and Christopher Wayne, waivers and development standards.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, you're approved. Thank you.
For months. For now.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Okay, general business. Is there any general business?
Unfortunately, I don't see our rep from the park here, so.
Okay.
There is no general business.
Okay.
Is it in support of?
What's that? Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by majority vote. Anyone from the public wishing to make a comment? Take that as a no. So our next meeting date is May 12th, 2026, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Hooray! Yes.